Talking with Strathair Caradoc Miracle and Grantham, the follow-up after the previous CAO relieved of duty, Rob Browning in as interim for approximately 1 year. My initial question, very quick transition from the announcement of former CAO leaving and an interim just mere hours later. From a public standpoint, optically, is that not suspicious?
Actually, Chris, I'm going to turn that around. It actually shows smart governance on the part of council. You cannot leave the top seat, and the CAO is the top chair of staff. You cannot leave that vacant. So I suggest, and I really mean that, that shows good governance on the part of council.
So are you able to confirm that Mr. Browning was already in position with the municipality before the announcement of the McKibben relieving of duty?
No, that's wrong.
Can you clarify then for us?
Yeah, I can tell you, Chris. And again, Chris, I have to be careful because discussions happen in closed, but the one thing I will tell you, there was no contract between Mr. Browning and the municipality prior to the announcement.
So my follow-up question, and I don't want to beleaguer...
No, go ahead.
I don't want to beleaguer the topic any further.
Go do what you got to do, man.
The timeline was so short as far as the initial post by the municipality last Friday morning, and then 4 o'clock a news release later that day. So are you telling the public that there was not any word to Mr. Browning, hey, you're probably going to be in the spot, we just have to make another announcement first? So what I'm getting at, Mayor, is Friday morning, a communication comes out from the municipality. 4 o'clock that same day, naming of an interim CAO. The whole process about finding an interim CAO could not have taken place in six hours, because the last time the municipality found a CAO, it took weeks. So was Mr. Browning technically already in place unofficially when that morning post came out of the news of former CEO McKibben?
Again, Chris, I'll reiterate, shows good governance and planning by your council to have plans in place prior. And I'm going to suggest this to Chris, and you're focusing on this one event. There's always been a interim CAO in place as soon as an announcement is made about the departure of another. I'll harken back to the departure of Mr. Tranquilli. We did, in fact, have Mr. Dakin, who is our director in finance, waiting in the wings. I'll also go back to the departure of Greg McClinchy. Mr. Tranquilli was in place, for lack of a better word, that departure. So not unusual. And again, it's not unusual in any form of business. I understand the focus because it's municipality, but any smart business person, and that's what we're doing, Chris, we're running a business, would have plans in place, and it would be irresponsible to do otherwise.
One major variable that we have not touched on yet that the public needs to know is council is all on board with this whole transition because there was a special meeting of council that Thursday last week.
That's correct, Chris. There was a special meeting held at council on the Thursday night, and at that point in time, council did appoint Mr. Browning as interim CAO.
Perfect. I appreciate the clarification. Strathair Caradoc Mayor Colin Grantham, thanks for this.
Okay, Chris, thank you very much.